T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's your birthday, we gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM.
Oh, Leroy. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up, let's have a party.
Hey.
What?
Red Solo Cup in your demographic is a lot different than Red Solo Cup in my demographic.
What do you mean, dude?
Well, this one I'm drinking. But normally, if you go into an establishment run by brothers and you see a Red Solo Cup, it usually has an alcoholic beverage in it. Red yeah. Solo Cup, in my demographic, is synonymous with a drink.
Yeah, isn't it?
You don't drink soda out of Red Solo Cup.
No, never. Although one time you did judge me, I came with a blue Solo Cup, and you didn't like that very much, Leroy.
Yeah, like what is this? what is this? Skittles?
Slightly
definitely
cheaper.
Wouldn't miss that.
All right.
Music fans, Three Doors Down coming to Meisner Park in Boca this September, and we've got your chance to win tickets. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WQAM and enter. You'll be going to see Three Doors Down. I remember that,
Meisner Park in that little. Is that? I wonder if it's where in the same.
It's like a little amphitheater there in Meisner
Park.
Yeah,
that's where Fonz did his movie.
Yeah, yeah.
In there.
So if you guys want to go, it's a Live Nation show. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. For more great concerts, go to livenation.com. Yep, right down. That's probably where the party's going to be at Meisner. The parade is going to be at Meisner Park.
Oh, that's right.
Probably there, to be honest with you.
I say that last week and got told it was.
You know what's going to happen? All them old people are going to say, what the hell are they doing there?
Very confused.
Can't get to my restaurant.
Did you say that, J-Fig? Well, I wasn't here last week, so.
When you were out, I told Dan Day and Marcos, and I believe they told me it was far from each other.
No, oh, that's not far from FAU.
I didn't say that. No. I said it was going to be at Hockman's house. And I still stand by that.
No, Meisner Park's pretty close to FAU.
Hmm.
I mean, everything in Boca, Boca's not very big.
Hmm.
The only thing that would be inconvenient is like if you went to like West Boca, you know? But like all that, yeah, that's all close to each other in the same row. Or you could have it at Boomer's.
Yeah. I like that. I say let's just go to C.B. Smith.
I honestly, like, I'm very curious to see how this parade would go for the Owls. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. It's,
I used to like the go-kart thing right off of, was it, right where,
the other Boomers. Yeah, the other Boomers. Yeah. I'm talking about the Boca Boomers. But yes, the OG Boomers with the wood roller coaster.
Never
now
seen
there's, it. What is it, a City Point, City Place, Dania Point.
Yeah, that's where the improv is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That improv that your baby shower was at was nice.
Thank you, yeah.
Like, the lighting there is very nice compared to the Palm Beach one, which is nice. Yeah. But it's like, it's the same it's been since whatever.
What are we doing?
That one's on the way out.
What?
Did y'all see Jay Fink's text?
No, what did she say?
No, what'd you do?
Let me just read the header.
Sure.
Fans really brought strippers to their suite at the Chicago Bulls game and made it rain.
I mean, what are you going to do, watch them play?
That's better than a Bulls
with
game.
With the video that was
point for
butts on the ground?
That's butts on the ground, dude. She got cheeks out. Cheeks on the court, cheeks in the suite.
Not petite.
He's fat shaming the strippers.
Wow, dude. No one is safe.
No one is safe. The only person who's safe is Levon. Levon Hernandez.
Yeah, for sure.
Who I learned yesterday is just friends with Leroy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
I know. He's like, hey. I'm like, why is he bothering Levon Hernandez? Oh, they're friends.
He interrupted a photo and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
Levon was looking
good. He left the photo.
No, he left the photo. Yeah, that's respect.
Oh, it's respect, dude.
It is respect.
Yeah.
He got, I love you, Miami.
He stiff-armed a fan just to say
what's
up to
me. I'm going to tell you what. I bet you now.
Is this caller Chapo? Is he trying to get through? Because he's badgering us on the chat.
Is he? What does he have to say?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I promise you. Levon could get us 6 innings today.
I agree.
Just hang up after this.
So, like, all that badgering he's doing in the chat, this Chapo wants to call. There he is.
Okay, there he is.
I think he has breaking news.
All right. Hey, is this Chapo?
I agree.
Yes, sir. It's Chapo. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you? You're badgering us on the chat. What's going on?
I got breaking news. First of all, I want to say hello to Mr. Ninth Ward Horde. Leroy, I don't want you to get angry at what I'm about to do, okay?
All right.
All right, and I don't want to change the subject from baseball to our beloved Miami Heat, but okay. I know we're in the middle of a playoff race and this, that, and the third, but Tobin.
Chapo.
An anonymous GM from the Eastern Conference.
Anonymous
told
GM.
Chapo.
Whoa.
That somebody got shut down for the year with a quote-unquote calf injury, and they're very disgruntled in the Pacific Northwest.
Really? Biscayne Boulevard is back on the menu.
Now listen.
All right.
I know that it's usually you get rid of that zero for a hero. We're gonna get rid of that hero for the zero.
Oh my God!
Wow, Chapo brought it strong. Did he really hit us with an anonymous Eastern Conference GM?
He did. Told Chapo.
So first of all, I want to know what GM is friends with somebody named called themselves Chapo.
Come on, right? Everyone knows Chapo.
Everybody can know him. But here's the other thing: why would you call in and get Tobin started?
What do you mean?
We just got you. Yes. We just got you down from your perch from last night. And then this guy calls in, and now you're going to go into the weekend?
I don't like to think. Like, why would you say that I am on my perch from last night?
You were literally on a perch! What are you talking about?
You literally were.
Every time I saw you, we saw all the people. Tobin standing on something with a mic. Every time. Where's Tobin? Look.
There he goes. Sun's out, guns out.
Never fails.
Hey, if
right,
you
Scooby?
Doing,
Scooby enjoyed it.
If you're going to be doing this a few
Scooby's
more times.
So, he's getting loud.
Scooby's getting loud.
Just following instructions.
Hey.
Smart boy.
Tobes. If you're going to be out there with your Millar jersey.
Yeah.
Out there with the suns out, guns out.
Yes, sir.
We're going to need to get you to do a couple of curls.
All right. Now you're fat shaming me. Like, now you're fat shaming. Now
you're fat
shaming. I'm not fat shaming.
That sounds
enough,
like he is.
Dude. That's not
it
fat shaming. Never,
look at that. He almost broke her hand when he gave her a high five.
Don't get mad at me, because I want you to be the best version of you.
So it's a little...
Isn't he already the best version of him?
You would think.
LTL.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's a little... It's never enough. Fluff.
You can't use my line against me?
How are you fat-shaming Tobin?
I'm not fat-shaming!
After one of his goals in life being achieved.
I know. It really was.
It was a monumental day.
I was a little boy when my grandfather took me to my first Marlins game. And now here I am.
Now I'm
a man in a wig.
Yelling at Mets fans.
In a wig. Telling the whole world you're a bum.
Here's the amazing thing about that. Is that most people in our position would say, oh, man, I would like to call a game. I would like to do this. I would like to do that. Tobes, they couldn't have offered him a better job to do than what they asked him. There ain't no other person you could ask in Miami to do what he did yesterday other than him.
But here's the thing. I know they wanted me to have the costume. I didn't think in any atmosphere, any stratosphere, they were going to give me a microphone with the costume. And I was going to be... I was going to be heckling 20,000 people.
I really hope this continues to happen.
We were by the Budweiser thing, chopping up with Robbie and Vlad. Some folks came by, whatever. And all of a sudden we hear, wait a minute, is that Tobin? What, they gave him a mic? Oh, my goodness.
Here you guys want some T-shirts? Would you guys like to know about the Cubano Gigante?
Oh, yeah, and then when you just, like, grabbed the meat and you were, like, sneakily eating it, that's a Tobin.
Wait, that's the least amount of food that man has ate with a sub.
I really wanted to eat the whole thing, but they told me, spoiler, it was a display sandwich, so I didn't want to get too brave.
What is a display sandwich?
I guess it's a sandwich they made for the display, you know, for whatever, but apparently those things...
So you're talking about, like, when you see that commercial and that cheeseburger, and then you go to the
cheeseburger. It looked genuinely good, though. Like, the Cubano Gigante looked like something. I was like, oh, I'd really like to have one of these. Next Marlins
I got to tell you.
I did have
I didn't feel making it through a whole Marlins game without a little drinky drink.
It was tough. It's one of my favorite places to drink at instead of a baseball game.
Oh, man.
So don't worry. Because somebody made up for it.
What? I will tell you.
That is true.
You got a little saucy poon?
I mean, I was there for 45 minutes and got four shots of Jim Beam.
He's with child. He's going to be...
He got so saucy, he called Vladimir thick. I don't know.
No, okay, yeah, hold
said,
on.
He goes, compared to Dad Day, Vlad, you're thick.
He said thick.
That's like you comparing the broomstick to the mop, right? Like, what are you doing?
I will say, I did have an anonymous Marlins official did come up to me after my first Mets heckle, and he says, way to give it to those mother bleepers.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what that is? That's fuel for the Tobin flame.
And I hope it continues and lives on.
What a segment. We had Chapo delivering us tips.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, from an anonymous Eastern Conference GM.
He just waved the worm in front of the Big Bath's mouth.
Dame Dollar.
Guess who the Big Bass is?
He does have to be sick of this, though. Yeah, Dame Dollar? Yeah, like, I get you. I really just want Dame Dollar here to talk boxing.
You know what's amazing, though?
It's fun here.
It's guys that like that disappear in sports. The quiet guys, the humble guys, the I'm going to stick it out with my team guys, they get lost. And I don't know why. I think teams and organizations take these players for granted. And then all of a sudden they get up and say, I want out. And they go, we never saw this come. Really? Because you're surrounding them with bums.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. A man was called a bum, who we love. And I don't appreciate it. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Ah, 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Before 15 minutes of Heat is up, we will give away our last pair of Heat tickets, Heat Magic tickets. So stay tuned for that. Speaking of tickets, hey, Panthers fans, we partnered with Coke Florida to send you to a hockey game. Listen to Hawk and Crowder each day for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Panthers home game and to qualify for a chance to win a special fan experience that includes two game tickets with seats on the glass and a chance to take a few laps around the rink on the Zamboni, which we learned about this week. We had a Zamboni expert call us. So what was his name? John?
John.
Pat.
The Great Zambino.
He was great. Either way, he was an expert.
Either way, you realize how far off you were with how ice is taken care of.
Dude. Most definitely, John.
At least.
What? I will say this. At least. I thought the ice was thicker.
And also, you thought you could frost a glass in 2 minutes, which was ridiculous.
You can.
Courtesy of our friends over at Coke Florida. You guys can go frost your Coca-Cola glass or get it from your local Coca-Cola bottler. No purchase necessary. Contest details and rules found at WQAM.com.
There's certain things that even if you don't like to drink them, if you drink them ice cold,
delicious.
I don't like beer. I just drink the, you know, the Berry Monkey. But if I'm somewhere and I see, like, when we go to Twin Peaks, mm-hmm. and I see that, beer is frosty.
All right. Marcos, you got the sound of this. You guys familiar with the hip-hop artist Cameron?
Yep.
I've heard of him. He made Pink popular back then.
Did he?
Yeah, that was his thing. Mm. Real men wear pink.
Okay.
All right. Is this Cameron? I don't think that was Cameron.
What was that?
Monk was positive that wasn't Cameron.
Well, I guess he has a podcast or something like this, right?
He does indeed.
So, Mario Chalmers made some waves last week while I was on vacation. And Mario Chalmers got a lot of headlines because he had said something to the effect of LeBron wasn't an intimidating opponent, that people didn't fear LeBron. You know, the old MJ LeBron debate. And this made people crazy. How could Mario Chalmers say something? Tristan Thompson got very mad at him. He said that was some sucka bleep that Mario Chalmers would just throw out there, which, you know, not everybody has LeBron as their agent, Tristan. And I was like, you know, I saw what Mario Chalmers had to say, and I kind of got what Mario was saying about LeBron. At the time when LeBron played with Mario Chalmers before he won his championships, he wasn't that feared. In fact, LeBron was mocked. A lot of people were mocking LeBron back then before he became a champion, before he was this guy who was the ultimate closer, was a multiple-time, multiple-ring guy. That wasn't the LeBron that came to Miami. Super talented, best player in the league, bar none, but, you know, had this fear factor about him? No, if anything, the last playoff series that he was here, you know, he was talking about he quit on his team, walked off the court. So people have gotten very mad at Mario Chalmers, and they're disrespecting him, and I don't like it, Leroy. And the latest one to do it is Cameron, who is now saying he wants to take on Mario Chalmers one-on-one. Here was the sound.
Chalmers said nobody is scared of LeBron.
Okay.
That's personal.
No, I'm saying, so Chalmers, we know Chalmers solely because he played with LeBron James.
Probably upset he didn't take him to Cleveland. Will we
know Chalmers really if he wasn't playing with LeBron James? I tell you one thing, Mario, ain't nobody scared to play against your ass. I'll play you tonight. I'll play you tonight.
You bet you would beat Chalmers.
Chalmers?
Yeah.
10-day workout, whatever you want to bet. We put the house on. I need 10 days, though.
For Chalmers?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he says that he beat Chalmers one-on-one right now. Now, Mario Chalmers has responded.
Oh, wow. Boy, because guess what? I don't think they understand the confidence of one Mario Chalmers.
Nobody has more confidence than Mario Chalmers.
They do not understand.
And Mario Chalmers, well, it's not sound. Mario Chalmers has just responded on Twitter. He comment tweeted on this clip, and he just said two words, Leroy, run it.
Wow.
Run it, dude.
Goosey.
You let me know.
Galore.
Cameron.
I'm taking money on Chalmers, dude.
Cameron.
Isn't he like still active?
I think he plays for the Big Three.
He was in the NBA as recent as last year. Wasn't
That's
he?
Right. He was. I was very mad at Spo for not playing.
For
him.
Sure.
I was very mad at him.
Definitely.
I think, honestly, the most mad I've ever been at Eric Spoelstra.
That's a smudge
from
on his
not
career.
Playing.
He'll go down Chalmers. As the best coach, but that's a smudge.
He should have played. He should have played Mario Chalmers.
Yeah, for sure.
He should have played Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers will go down in history as the most confident average player to ever play.
He is no irrationally confident. He just told Hochman and Crowder, I think 2 weeks ago, that he should have gotten the Ray Allen shot.
He was open, dude.
That he was wide open.
Caught it in.
The picture.
Just wide open. Me. Not Ray Allen. But let me tell you something right now, dude. The Mario Chalmers disrespect stops now, okay? This dude is not only a multiple-time champion, big shots, game four, LeBron not playing, cramped up against the Thunder, critical game four to put the Heat up 3-1, Mario Chalmers took that game over. That's when we
walked
out the tunnel. And then what were they shouting at him? Mario mother bleeping Chalmers. Okay? Not only that, has one of the most ice cold clutch shots in college basketball history. Mario Chalmers has done nothing but win his entire career. All right, Cameron.
Until he stopped playing with LeBron.
Oh, please, dude. look, he carried LeBron to his first ring when LeBron couldn't even... I can't even get off the bench. Somebody save me. Mario said, give me that cape. I'm ready.
Listen, you ain't going to never get me in trouble for not showing love to Mario Chalmers. Right? Like, you got to show love to Mario Chalmers. He's like a cult hero.
Tell you right? what, though.
He's the only guy that everybody loved that got yelled at every game.
That's why I said, like, he told him like it is. Hey, man, you're not going to post up J.J. Barea? I'll do it.
Anytime anybody's comments align with Tovin's thoughts, this is where we are.
No, I'm just saying, dude. No. Like, let's say what it is. People mocked LeBron James when he was here at first. It's cool to say it now. Now we can also – when you're Tristan Thompson – and you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, LeBron's a real sucker for that. Hey, dude, you didn't get that LeBron James. You got christened LeBron James. You got LeBron with the nicest polish on him. When he was here, when he came to Miami, people were mocking him, calling him a choker, saying he could never get it done, saying he was a washed-up bum, riding on the coattails of the Heat. They mocked LeBron James when he came here. That's what Mario Chalmers was alluding to. Now when you got LeBron James, a multiple-time champion, a four-time MVP, that who came back to Cleveland in the most popular move. Everybody won. Oh, thank you, LeBron, for coming. Mwah, mwah. Oh, thank you so much. Mwah. Oh, can I get an extension? Can I get some? Oh, mwah. Everybody kissed LeBron's ass in Cleveland. That's all they did. Easy to do it then. Easy to do it when he's done it. When he was a champion. But when he came here, nah, it wasn't the same. Don't act like it was. You're changing history. And I know a lot of you kids on Twitter, you were in the sandbox when the Big Three was going around. So I'll give you a little history lesson. But those were the facts, Jack. Now, did Mario Chalmers?
I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand. But LeBron has always been great.
Always been great. But he wasn't treated like that. Let's not make things up.
No. But
let's not make things up.
Listen, Jordan's first 5 years the same thing.
Fine. But the point is, when he first got here, he was not treated with fear. They were mocking him. The Boston Celtics mocked him. It's the facts. Okay. It's the facts.
I got you.
It's the facts. Cameron.
I got you.
Hey, Ma. More like, hey, Mario Chalmers, you're going to whoop my ass in basketball.
I'm like, I'm just thinking, man.
The point for the hey, Ma reference.
What do they think of Mario Chalmers where he said, I can beat Mario Chalmers with 10 days?
10 days. No. Well, first of all, you need 10 days or can you do it whenever? Make up your mind, Cameron.
Chalmers can take 10 days off and still win.
Cooking Chalmers.
How old is Cameron also?
I don't know. Too old to be running his mouth that he's going to do anything to Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers, whoop him.
Cameron, 47.
Okay, dude.
Hang it up, dude.
47. You're going to beat Mario Chalmers. What is Mario, 34?
Let's see. 36 years old.
36 years old. You think you're going to beat Mario Chalmers, who was on an NBA roster last year? Okay, dude. Yeah. Good luck.
Wow.
Good luck.
Now it's got to happen because I need to see just.
I want to see it.
Yeah, for sure. I'd rather watch that than the next Jake Paul.
Heart palpitations for chasing Mario around because you know he ain't been. Come on. Really?
Ridiculous. The Mario
47-year-old that could probably still get it is ISO Joe.
I was gonna say it's always gonna be ISO Joe.
Right. The Mario Chalmers slander stops now. Okay, this guy is a champion on every level. He is allowed to run his mouth. Okay, double the rings you got, by the way, Tristan Thompson. You're so valuable. Didn't even know what hand to shoot with. Ridiculous.
You got Kardashian.
Oh, and by the way, thanks a lot, Tristan Thompson, for foisting Kevin Love on us. What a media spin that was.
Jeez, thanks a lot.
I think he's going to be the perfect fit for the Heat. Yeah, perfect fit to land bricks.
Wait a minute. I mean, this has been a bricklaying company this year.
Oh, they said he was going to come here and mix cement.
Really?
I don't know. I couldn't find
it. No, they got those ready-made bricks. They build a house with ready-made bricks. You ain't got to pour.
All right. You're Dead to Me is next.
You're Dead to Me.
All right. Time to bury some people. You're Dead to Me.
You're Dead to Me.
Thanks again to PJ Carlissimo and Andy Katz for joining the show today. I had some fun chopping it up, talk a little March Madness with them. I love PJ Carlissimo's voice. I really do.
Yeah. You know who didn't lose their voice?
Who?
The younger Van Gundy.
Stan?
No, not Stan.
Jeff?
Jeff.
Is Jeff younger?
I think so.
Either way, I see your point. He seems like he's kept it pretty together.
Now, he is notoriously known for...
Stan is the younger one.
For swinging on the leg of...
he is.
What was that?
On Alonzo Mourning's leg.
Alonzo Mourning.
Wow.
Yep.
Which might be more ridiculous than losing your voice.
That's true. That's true. He also, I mean, he is him and Mark Jackson just getting some ridiculous debates during the postseason.
And he is an old curmudgeon.
All right. I have a preemptive You're Dead to Me.
Wow.
All right. Tomorrow, I got to go to a cheerleading competition. My daughter has another cheerleading competition. I'm just telling you right now, security, okay? Don't tell me to go lower, okay? If I am there in a spot where I am watching my daughter, I know these parents don't care about watching my daughter perform, all right? So the rest of this gymnasium or auditorium or whatever place, I think I gotta go to a convention center tomorrow. Whatever place I'm at, don't bother me while my kid's performing, okay? These performances are like 2 minutes. It's only the parents of the kids who care about watching their kids. I don't care about watching your snot-nosed kid do flips or scorpions or any of these moves. Don't.
What the hell is scorpion?
Scorpion's like when you're, I can't do it. I'm not flexible enough. Scorpion's when you're on like top of the pyramid, you're on one leg, you reach back for your other leg like a scorpion. Yeah, exactly.
That's about there, how man. That would go.
That's how it would go if I tried.
Jeez.
The point is,
you couldn't even get up a wall. Why are you talking about scorpion?
You asked me about it. You literally asked me the question.
All right. Gotcha.
The point is, cheerleading competition security guards. Wow. You're dead to me, preemptively. Don't start with me tomorrow.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Leroy?
So, I had a great time yesterday. Fun hanging out with Jay Fig, Marcos, and the artist formerly known as Tobin. But I got to tell you, to all the police officers around that damn stadium, my directions are telling me to go right down the street. You keep blocking.
That's true.
And then I end up in Kendall because I have no idea where I am.
No, you're kidding.
No.
Okay.
But I did end up on 95 South. The wrong way.
I ended up having to go because, 836 West and then U-turning it.
Right.
So everyone went the wrong way.
Because they won't let me go where my directions are telling me to go to get to my house.
Yeah, they've blocked
and then
off.
I gotta wait in traffic.
They've blocked off every place. Every place.
I got out of there just fine.
Well, you were going the other way.
If you're going that way, you're fine. But for us who are trying to venture back north or east, it was tough.
Right.
Leroy saw me when he was leaving.
Oh.
We were on the same street.
Yes, one.
But he just saw wrong. So
she's driving and she stops. And they get like three car lengths. You know the person that's in line that they're not paying attention. So there's three car lengths in front of them and everybody's getting ready to like honk their horn or whatever. So I call Jay Fig.
That wasn't me.
Pay attention. You're blocking traffic.
And that's why you got lost, because you were too busy looking at what was going on.
I got lost because my damn Google Maps kept saying, redirect, redirect. But I had to turn before they could redirect. Next thing you know, I end up on 95 going the wrong way.
So who's dead to you here exactly?
The people who block the streets that don't allow me to go where my directions are taking me. So every time I leave the stadium, I get lost because I can't turn down the street that would take me directly to the highway I need to get on.
Do you think we're going to see Brooks Koepka at a Marlins game one day this year? Just like just yelling at like Avi Garcia?
I really hope someone heckles him, dude.
Brooks Koepka?
Yeah. Wherever the hell Liv goes on, just find it and let's heckle him.
Nobody likes the thin-skinned athlete, right? And he has proven that he can't take a damn joke.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, the eye roll.
Right. So the fact that he's saying I was only kidding or I was having fun or whatever seems hilarious due to the fact that you are never having fun.
J-Fig's mad at me on is that your dead to me? What you yelling at me about on the private chat, J-Fig?
I mean, I guess.
I thought you were proud of him.
You said you were proud of me.
I'm proud of you for doing the things that you do, and then you get on a jumbotron instantly forget.
I didn't forget
properly.
You have two Twitters, and one keeps up popping up, and that's the one I picked. I don't know what the new one is.
How dare you?
Because that's your JFig radio.
We had this conversation.
It's right here, and you've done it twice already.
Wow.
That's your Instagram.
That is your Instagram.
I'm so hurt. No, on the little ticker.
Oh.
I have what
up.
Ticker?
That's what ticker.
Is,
and
what
then
is this, the
I'm,
Twitter
I'm
stock market?
On Twitter tagging you, and you still.
Wow.
What is your new?
Leroy doesn't even follow me yet, I think.
What is your
doesn't even follow me yet.
Wow. Jeez. What is your new Twitter?
I follow you.
I am JFig. That's the
I
new Twitter. Okay,
yeah.
And your old one is J. What's your old one?
The JFig with double G's.
Sorry.
That one is no longer in.
You're
use.
Dead to me.
It's no longer in service.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I thought that it was.
Blame it on Elon. It's probably Elon's fault.
It is Elon. That's why.
Oh, let me just tell you something. Can I just say as an aside, dead to me?
Yeah.
Hey, Elon Musk. If you think that you're going to threaten me to keeping my blue check mark.
You saw that they're giving you like a deadline or something.
Yeah.
To start paying.
Here's my deadline. Take it now, dude. I don't give a rat's ass. It's not
you're
that great.
To me.
Trust me. I don't give a rat's ass about having a blue check mark. Go ahead. Take it. Who cares?
Not the shit.
Do it now.
I was being offered one on Instagram and then it says $14.99 when you press the next button.
$14.99. You're
not
going to
pay $14.99.
Please.
You think you're more important than Netflix? Get out of here, social media.
I don't even know what the blue check mark means anymore. You got gray check marks, gold check marks, square avatars. Ooh. You run a loony bin, Elon Musk. Nobody knows what's going on with your website anymore.
Now they're being paid. Anyone could be checkmarked.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh.
Lost authenticity.
Let me tell you something. When I see somebody who paid for a blue check mark, I judge them.
It's fair.
I judge them.
That's fair.
All right. Oh, you got a blue check. Oh, you paid for it? Mm. Good. And so now that I know that it's gone, people will know I didn't pay for my blue check mark. Knew I built my Twitter success all by myself.
You go, boy. Now tag JFig, please.
You're dead to
please.
Me.
What is your dead to me, JFig?
It's not really that this person is dead to me. It's just that why do you have to be such a show pony about these things and then just interrupt a game? And it's not you. I'm not going to say it's you.
Oh, I thought it was me.
Yeah.
But there's a fan who decided to run into the baseball field and propose to his girlfriend that was in the
I saw this video. It's amazing.
Then gets tumbled down by security.
He got speared.
I don't know.
It was great form, Leroy, on the tackle.
When are these proposals going to stop, to be honest?
Wow.
Really?
Hates love, huh?
I can't think of anything my wife would
say. JFig hates love.
Yeah. Well, listen, he definitely put his pain on the line for love. So I guess props, but stop
that
ruining
it.
That
is not putting things on the line for love. No. How about say it to my face?
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you appreciate a guy that's willing to go get his ass beat just to surprise you with a proposal?
In the middle of a field like that? No.
Kelly, I love you!
Exactly. He can't even finish the proposal.
Oh.
I would like for it to be personal.
Tough
okay?
crowd.
Marcos?
Well, maybe. Sometimes you got to do it in an environment where you don't get no.
Fair point.
Yeah, then we can talk later.
Okay, if you're scared of your girlfriend saying no to you, then why are you proposing?
Hmm. These are all good questions.
Another fair point indeed.
Huh.
Marcos?
Just like Becky G and her boyfriend.
Yikes.
What happened to Becky
G? That's another one that's to me.
Becky G rejected her boyfriend?
Nope. He proposed to her a couple months ago, and then now there's cheating allegations out there, and he actually admitted to them.
Wow.
Said that his 10 minutes of cheating was basically a waste or whatever.
You think he was so hold on.
10 minutes.
Hold
because
on.
Because he got caught?
Hold on. You think he was only cheating for 10 minutes?
Well, that's what he wrote.
Okay.
Sure do.
Okay.
That was his
Who was he making out with? Becky F?
He wrote the lamest apology there is and posted it on Instagram. If you're not ready to propose, then don't do it at all.
Now, which do you like better, Becky G or Carol G?
Oh, battle of the Gs.
Or G-Unit.
No, not anymore.
G-Unit. I can't. Isn't, which one of them's the Latin singer?
They're both.
Carol G.
They both are.
Oh, they both are?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All Becky right, G is Mexican and Carol G, I believe, is Colombian.
But just because you say Carol doesn't, like, it's Carol. Damn.
No, it's Carol.
It's Carol G.
Carol.
Okay.
And Cubano Gigante.
Wait, wasn't Tobin trying to tell you that he could help translate his Spanish yesterday?
Yes! 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 No! Dude, let me tell you.
And then he starts naming just food.
Right?
He's not even naming.
I was just giving
He's
him.
He's not even talking. He's just naming foods.
I was just giving him my favorite order at Yambo.
Oh, I love Yambo.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's so good. I was trying to explain queso frito to Leroy.
Oh, man.
I forgot where we were.
We were in the booth. And then Stefan was like, because
they said the next.
Oh, the Venezuelan, yeah.
The
Venezuelan broadcast was there.
We were talking, and Tobin goes, I got this. I'm like.
Mortal. What else did he say?
Marcos, I'm sorry. Quickly, because we do have to end the show.
Quickly, we got 15 seconds. I'm give me 25 seconds. You're dead to me this show for not showing enough love to WrestleMania. Top 5 double dip matches that should have headlined WrestleMania. Udonis versus Father Time. Oladipo versus Dr. Botch. Deadman versus Massage Gun. Morse Twins versus Jokic Brothers. Jimmy Butler and Felipe versus Jason Tatum and Deuce. Duncan Robinson versus Playing Time.
Well done, sir. That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
I got longer hairs growing out of my ears and my nose than I do on the top of my head.
Felipe, don't. Felipe. If I see you outside of wherever Jason Tatum is, I'm going to break your legs, Felipe.
Hey, boo-boo, we're going to do some blow.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Duelo de Mianeros? Mianeros? My heart was in the right place.
I'll see y'all when I see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.